Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Mind Shake.
Thank you.
together. On the base. The real.
To the real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. It is the weekend after the legendary House of Escada Ball, and we are definitely here to recap all the madness that happened this weekend in Chicago. Can everybody in the chat room hear me? Because a lot of girls is hitting me up saying they're having problems with the phone lines and they're not hearing anything and all types of things. So can everybody in the chat room hear me? Can everybody on the phone line hear me? Okay, well, they hear me. So I don't know what's going on, but everybody is saying that they're having problems getting on the phone lines and everything. And so I don't know what's the problem with y'all phone lines, but I called in from my other cell phone and I got through perfectly fine. And I got through perfectly fine. So I don't know what's going on with you girls' phones that's saying y'all trying to call in. But I guess it's y'all phones because it's not Blog Talk, because I'm on the air and the girls hear me in the chat room and the girls hear me on the phone line. Oh, some of the girls said that they have problems with their T-Mobile phones trying to call in. But I don't know what's the problem with y'all girls and T-Mobile, because I have T-Mobile and I just called in from my other cell phone and I heard the music playing on the show. So maybe you girls need to check your minutes. Maybe it's your minutes and not Blog Talk. That's what it might be. But yes, we are definitely here to recap this Escada Ball and everything that happened this weekend at the Escada Ball in Chicago. So we're going to get into the madness and the drama. You know, Rodney's going to be calling Rodney in a few minutes. He's on his way driving back to D.C. So we're going to be losing Rodney from time to time, but we're definitely going to work it out and make sure we get Rodney back up on the line very fast and prompt, so we can definitely get this madness and stuff started about how was the ball and all types of things, because I heard it was definitely fabulous. A guy that wasn't, I'm not even going to tell y'all my story of what happened this weekend, but I just gagged and I was over it, honey, and I headed back to New York. But let me get Rodney up on the phone lines, and we're definitely going to get this madness started and everything. So hold on, girls, while I definitely get Rodney up on the phone line so we can definitely get this shit started, honey. Because I heard it was a lot of things happening at the function, but I heard it overall that it was definitely a great function. Hey, Lisa, how you doing, baby? What's going on? But I definitely heard it was definitely a great function this weekend, and everybody came out and had fun this weekend. So, but while Rodney is being called and we bring Rodney on, I definitely want to congratulate the icon Andre Mizrahi and the legendary mother Ray Ray Mizrahi for being the last two standing for Runway. And I also definitely want to congratulate Berlin for definitely winning $1,000. So, Rodney, are you there with us, baby?
I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, Rodney, what's going on?
Not much. I'm on my way back home from Chicago.
I know. I heard it was a nice weekend. It was definitely fabulous. I'm gagging at my situation. But how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I hear it's a lot going on with, I have to say, I have a post or something on Walk For Me Wednesdays and stuff like that. So I guess when we start the ball recap, they'll get the full gist of everything. Actually, what the video is explaining or whatever. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm just going by what
a video
people say. On when I walk Legendary Realness, and for my category, it said call out people that you don't think are legendary realness and why. but apparently the category wasn't specified on the video, and only thing the people were saying was that I was just going around saying people wasn't legendary all across. They were saying that I said no one in Virginia is legendary. Just a whole bunch of bullshit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the grass is a mess, honey. I heard snids and pieces about that situation, and I told the girls, I said, well, that was for the category. Ronnie wasn't really reading anybody. That's what the category X was. So
right, exactly. The category was legendary snids. Realness. Call out who you think is not legendary and why. That's what I was naming. Everybody who I named walk realness. I don't have shit to do with Vogue Femme, Runway, Taste, none of that shit. That's what the category states. If you guys will go to balls or actually read the flyers so you want to comment on something, know what the fuck you're talking about. Then you'll read a comment properly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see. Let me get Marcus on the phone line. I want to see what he thinks about the ball. Marcus and Scott, are you live on the air, Marcus?
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Marcus. What did you think about your function, Marcus?
I didn't get to see much of it, but I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. It was certainly a festive night and competitive, and everybody was on the best behavior, so I'm proud of that. And, you know, the house is really excited.
Wait, no, you
good to do that. The house was really excited about doing something for the community, and we hope that everyone enjoyed themselves in return.
So did all the girls make it there before 9 o'clock?
No, a few people didn't. You know, it was some stragglers, but it was about 600 people there in total. About 500 came in after. 500 came in before 9.
Oh, I know, that's right. So work it out. The girls do know how to show up to our function one time. Work it out, girls. Kudos to y'all. I know, that's right. So you didn't get to see none of the ball, Marcus?
I saw certain parts of it. The bartenders were giving us a hard time. People were bringing stuff in there that they weren't supposed to. So trying to keep peace in there and making sure, you know, and people were playing all kind of games in the bathrooms that they weren't supposed to, of course. So trying to patrol that, but, you know. What I did get to see, I got to see Runway, and that was a hot battle between Dee and Andre for the last battle. It definitely was hot, and I saw some of the performance, and congratulations to Berlin. It was interesting.
I know, that's right. So, Rodney, give us the recap on the function, Rodney.
As the ball started, you know, closest to on time as possible, the people definitely came on in. I like Runway performance. Of course, those are two grand prizes, so they were contested. I like that the houses, even though they knew in advance to battle each other because there was only one winner per se, and it was, you know, multiple people from different houses there, so they, you know, they took it with a grain of salt, and everybody, you know, it was the Balenciagas walked against each other, the Mizrahis walked against each other, the Emilys walked against each other, the Khans walked against each other. It was, you know, and it wasn't really anyone that was complaining about it because they did knew in advance that the scholars did make sure that the clarity of the category was well in advance. So, you know, that was nice.
I know, that's right.
A big shout out to all the out of towners that came. You know, they definitely, the Icons were in the building, the Balenciagas, the Khans, Ebony's.
The girls and the motherfucking
the Burlas. Yeah, yes, they were.
So what category did you like seeing, Rodney, out of all the categories?
Out of all the categories that were walked, I like Sex Island, of course. I like Thug, regular Thug Realness. That was nice. Some of the gentlemen definitely brought it to life and, you know, brought the category out. A lot of people, all the Realnesses, Pretty Boy, Thug, you know, of course, I'm a Realness guy, so I'm gonna like those categories. And Low Film was definitely something to deal with since the people didn't see who they were. So, and some of the people got shot.
Did you bring up Vogue Femme?
Well, over to all the performers,
I heard the girls was really gagging, and Guza was a mistake because the girls didn't know what concealing girlfriends was doing, mistake. And when the girls took off their masks, they was gagging and they was chopping their girlfriends. That's the tea that I got. People was chopping their own house members and everything, honey. The girls was gagging that they was being chopped by their house members, mistake.
Yeah.
I like that category.
Right, a lot of people like the category.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, they should have this more often when you can't see who the person is. I mean, some people you can definitely, you know, they Vogue style, so you can pretty much sense it. And a few times, it was Kevin was slipping up and calling the people's house names and different little stuff like that. But he got that squared away because it's in the chant mode. But other than that, you know, they didn't know because they didn't like what they were seeing. They got rid of them.
Mm. Hold on, we got a caller, honey. We got a caller, honey. The first caller of the evening is 803-201. You're live on the air on the recap show. 803-201. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess you're not live on the air. Anybody else that have anything to say about the function, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up here and talk about the function. Because I heard that the girls was gagging, honey, that Charisma had got chopped for performance. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, what is that? Hold on, this caller is calling back in. 803-201, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hold on.
I think that's Tony.
Oh, they gone.
Right, I see.
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
No, I wasn't.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Somebody needs to stop.
Hello? Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I just want to say, you know, I think Miss Alvernian is sending a really bad message as an icon. This is like her 30th house. I don't understand.
Well, I heard that Ivarian is overall Father Herrera now.
Yeah. I think it's really terrible. Like, she sends a bad message to the community and the kids that's under her. Like, she's terrible. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yes, what happened with that, Rodney?
I don't know. It was just, you know, they called him out as Father Herrera. I didn't get the gist of what's happened with Prestige or what's going on with Prestige. Maybe he'll call in and give us, you know, the full details on that. I just know he is. They did call him out as the new overall father.
Oh, my God. If anybody from Philadelphia is on the phone line and y'all around Alvernian or y'all can get Alvernian on the phone, please get Alvernian on this line because I want to know what was going on with that, honey. I want to know what's going on with the House of Prestige now that he's Herrera. Is all the Herreras going to is all the Prestige going to be Herreras? What is the tea with it? the hilarious is spreading like wildflowers. I'm really gagging, honey. And I want Tayana to call in because I heard that she chopped Charisma for performance. Honey, I want to know what was the tea. I'm really gagging, honey. I'm really gagging. Bitch, I don't know what's to see, honey. I don't know, honey. Well, the way the girls was in town, honey, ain't nobody really talking about the function, honey. The way the girls was in town. I'm really gagging, honey. Everybody's just on the phone line, and they're just listening. What's the tea?
They want to wait on us to go off again and not say nothing, and then do it tomorrow on Walk For Me or on their Facebook page or whatever, like they normally do.
Maybe. I'm really gagging at the girls. Honey, I'm really gagging, honey. Hey, it's just a mess, honey. My baby. Oh, child. Bitch, it's just too much, honey. Did anybody say anything? It was 300 people, 150 people got it for free. Somebody said only 150 people got it for free, and the rest of the girls paid. That's what they sent it over on the red phone. Marcus.
Baby, the girls are Sophia's.
That's what they sent over on the red phone. They gave the red
phone.
Marcus is lying. Only 150 got it for free, and everybody else had to pay.
That's a lot. The whole, Rodney, how many people were there before 9 o'clock?
A lot of people.
The whole place. That was somebody who wasn't at the ball or probably one of those people in the bathroom getting high that we had to go put out.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
a lot of people.
Baby, well, who was in the bathroom getting high? Who was in the bathroom getting high and got put out? I want to know the team and say.
No, I got to play, political. No, I can't say those names.
Well,
if
anybody know who was in the bathroom getting high, please send me a message at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com. Or please send the message over to Tanza Chops, a private message. And I'll spill the tea of the girls that were sniffing the coke in the bathroom, Miss Thing, and sucking the cock in the bathroom, Miss Thing. They got put out the function, Miss Thing, honey. Because, I don't have a problem with spilling the tea, honey, bitch. The girls read me anyway, so what the fuck, bitch? Send the tea, honey. Spill the tea, honey. Bitch. Mm-mm.
Kelly, it was a couple of more balls over the weekend, I heard.
Who else had function this weekend?
In Virginia, it was a ball on Friday.
You know what? I was so puzzled because wasn't the tsunami ball supposed to be on Saturday?
No, they've been canned that and scheduled it for another date or something like that.
Okay. But if anybody's on the phone line and y'all have anything to say, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up on the lines, honey. We are definitely taking callers at this time, honey. I'm just gagging at the girls. It was so many legends and icons and all types of things in Chicago, and nobody has anything to say. Chicago usually takes up the whole show, Miss Thing, when they call in about a function, Miss Thing. Hold on, I have a caller, honey. Oh, no, they're gone now.
Oh. And
I'm gone.
Somebody's going
to get me for being drunk. Honey, bitch, hold on. We have a caller, honey. Why does caller keep calling in and hanging up, honey? So Rodney, who did you feel that wasn't realness when you did your production or you called out? Wasn't legendary?
When I called out Brandon Kahn, I called out Ray Ebony. I called out Brian Revlon. I called out Jason Mizza, and I called out Mooka Milan.
Ooh.
So it wasn't like I was, trying to hold nothing. I did family, friends, everyone I like. It wasn't like I was,
trying to shade anybody or do anything. The category said it. And so I voiced my opinion. A lot of other people might not feel that way. So, you know.
Well, where's my sister Tayana at? Tayana, I know you out here listening to Radio Land, honey. You need to call in because they said you was chopping the girls down at the motherfucking, at the ball and at the, for the 500. You was chopping the girls down. They gave the right. DD Chanel was busted at the ball. Oh, my God.
They said she was what?
They said she was twisted at the ball. She was busted.
Okay.
She was high. Honey. Oh. They said, Kenna Law got chopped. Charisma Icon got chopped. Mike Icon got chopped. And the Auger Twins was chopped, too. These are the
correct
names that's coming over. Please, finish sending me all these names and saying, girl, please finish sending me the names because nobody don't want to spill the tea, Mr. I heard the Auger Twins was chopped by one of their girlfriends, and they gagged when they took off their mask that they had got chopped. The girlfriend gagged that she had chopped them when they took off their mask because she didn't know it was them.
Well, to my recollection, Janie's not their girlfriend. No, Janie's chopped. It wasn't twist. It was just happened to be that Ken, Andre, and Mike all have won. You know, were all $1,000 winners, and they walked in the $1,000 group for performance. And Janie shopped all of them.
Oh, they gave the way. Tayana said Charisma was chopped because she wasn't catching the beats. Another question that came across the red phone, Rodney. They gave the way. Why do you think Brand is not legend?
Longevity in the scene is, you know, dip to me. Longevity in the scene is one thing, but the impact and the presence of the category is another thing to me.
Oh. They gave the way. DD fell on her way in the door on her face. They gave the way. Tayana. Oh, Toya, Chanel, they deem Toya Chanel legendary. Who is Toya Chanel?
Tanya.
I think they're talking about Tanya Chanel. I didn't see
it. They're talking about Tanya. But what happened was, because everybody, again, the misconception of what happened. Now, if Jack was doing it, then, you know, oh, well. But I was behind him when he said, when Tanya came out, she got her tens. And Jack said, do you guys think it's about time for her to get her status? That's what Jack said. He didn't say, I'm deeming her legendary. But everybody, of course, took it that way.
Oh. These are the messages the girls are sending me over. Anything else out there, girls, that y'all want to know? Honey, anything else, honey? Any other tea out there? I'm gagging, honey. Everybody has so much to say, bitch, but now nobody has anything to say. Honey. Oh, honey. These girls in these messages, honey. These girls in these messages, honey. Girl. Hold on, we have a caller. 347-330. You're live on the air.
Kelly, it's me.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
What's going on, Kelly?
Cabbage. Not much. I'm just.
Yes,
I want to send a happy birthday shout out.
I'm good.
I want to send a happy birthday shout out to legendary Michael Haynes Ebony. Happy birthday, Uncle Michael. We love you.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike. So what's
the
going
next
on,
question, guys? The next. Go ahead, Cabbage.
What's going on, you guys? What is this, the recap of the SCADA?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Did you get any details or anything, Cabbage, that you want to comment on?
I spoke to Ray Ray. Ray Ray told me that Andre went over him.
Right.
How did y'all feel about that category as a whole?
I thought it was good. They explained it like, you know, there can only be one winner up each group. So everybody knew that if it was two legends and you're in the same house, you still have to walk against each other, and everybody pretty much knew it, so it wasn't no conflict or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, no, I was just like, that would have been something to see.
Yeah, because the Balenciagas, two Balenciagas had to walk into each other as well for runway, and two Millers had to walk into each other for runway.
Yeah, so that was...
Honey, I got two questions. They said, ask Ronnie, does he see Mini V Super Legendary? And the second question is, ask Rodney, why can't he take Father Khan?
Oh, no.
I don't have anything against Father Khan, so it's not I can't take anything. And as far as Mina, I had already spoke with Mina personally a while back, and Selvin and I had a conversation when he made her legendary. I told him that she hadn't done enough in the scene to be legendary, and to my eyesight, until I feel that she is, then that's when I would acknowledge her as. But she's been doing her thing, you know, as of late, but I'm still on from when Selvin did it initially. So I don't have anything against anyone personally.
I know, that's right. Yeah, finish it. Y'all girls, I'm getting at the girls. Everybody always has so much to say. I guess this is the Escada function. Definitely a successful function, Miss Thang. And it wasn't really that much tea and shade and all types of things. They had a successful function, honey. And that's all to it, honey. All the girls have been calling in and saying so much, and everybody's going to call in, and everybody has so much to say. But nobody's not calling in and nobody's not saying anything. I guess everybody wants to sit behind the screen names and do what they do. It's a mess. It's really a mess, honey. I want to play a trivia game, and I'm giving away three free invitations to the Mizrahi Christmas party next Monday at Esquilita's. It's definitely going to be a festival evening with the Mizrahis, and we have free food and open bar next Monday at Esquilita's. And I want to do my trivia game. So I have three questions of my trivia game. So if anybody wants to play my trivia game and get a free invite to the Mizrahi Christmas party, feel free to definitely press 1, and we're going to play that game, and I'm going to give y'all three questions, and if anybody gets the answers right for the questions, I definitely have three free invitations to my Christmas party, and it's definitely fun, honey. So, you know, I don't know. Honey, I don't know what you girls want to do, Miss Thang. Y'all boring me.
All right, Kelly, I'm going to say goodnight.
Somebody keep hitting me up and asking me what's wrong with the show. Ain't nothing wrong with the show, honey, because we on. Honey, somebody keep hitting me up. So I don't know. I don't know what's the tea with you girls, honey. You girls are really, you're really training me, honey. But I guess, you know, I'm going to just let y'all know that the show will not be on next week, Monday. So whatever balls or anything that happened next week, this weekend that's coming up here, Christmas weekend, we won't be recapping that next week until about either Tuesday or Wednesday, because I'm going to be on vacation, so I'm taking a vacation. I'm gagging at the girls. Nobody has anything to say. I'm taking a break. Honey, well, I want to know all these girls. Oh, child, too much. Cabbage, so what are you doing, Cabbage?
What do you mean, Kevin, what am I doing? Hello?
Yes. What are you
doing
over
there?
What am
I doing? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Hello?
What are you doing? Where's
for the holidays? I was just in Atlantic City for the weekend. It was cute.
Oh, nobody invited me to Atlantic City. Hold on, let me get Rodney back up on this line, honey. Nobody invited me to Atlantic City. Thanks for not inviting me to Atlantic City, Joseph. Hold on, let me get Rodney back up on his phone. His phone cut off. We gotta get him back in the circus.
I didn't know that you liked to go to Atlantic City.
Oh, yes, I love Atlantic City.
Oh, I went out there.
Rodney,
are you there?
I'm back. Yes, I'm back.
Yes, yeah, I love Atlantic City. Atlantic City is my girlfriend. I love Atlantic City.
It was so different. I went down there. You know Tanae. Big Tanae.
Yes, it was her party, I heard.
I don't know if it was her party, but it was really nice down there. It was really, really, really nice. But the club is like a bar lounge thing. It was really nice. Then, you know, you have to go to Atlantic City and do a, you know, a little stuff. I don't gamble, but I don't gamble, like, in the casinos. I don't like it. So I was just, like, eating and doing all kinds of stuff. It was fun. Atlantic City was really something different. I just had fun. Got in with Miss Fernando. I was just having somebody should have a ball in Atlantic City. For real.
Ooh,
I mean, it's like, it's a good spot to have a ball. They're not used to the girls, and like, it's like the Taj Mahal is like gay friendly. Like, gay friendly. So, I mean,
somebody said they remember when Brandon used to walk Realness in L.A. back in 98.
Which Brandon are you talking about?
They're talking about Brandon Khan. Father Khan from Atlanta.
And y'all don't feel that he's legendary yet?
Oh, I don't know. Rodney, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah,
okay, what is the shade?
There is no shade. They asked me a question, and I stated names. He wasn't the only name I stated.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I guess it's like this. He started walking in 98. Then you take 3-4 years off. Then you come back and walk another ball. You take another year off, and you maybe walk a ball here or there. So I guess everybody, based on living time, if you start walking in 95, you walk the ball in 5 years, and then you come back and walk a couple of balls, and because you've been out since 95, you're legendary. Is that it? That's how it goes? Cabbage.
Are you asking me a question?
Yes, ma'am. I'm asking.
Okay. No. Because even though I did, you know, time away at the girls' camp for bad girls, I never took a break like that, but I always came back with a comeback. Him personally, I don't know. I need to investigate that or maybe look into it. But him, I don't know personally. But if that pattern that you described to me, you would not make a legend. No, not at all.
They said Amore got chopped from Pretty Boy Realness, Rodney.
No, he did not.
Oh, girl, stop lying.
He got 10. He just lost in the battle.
Oh. Child.
So, Rodney, when are you giving another function? Because I missed your last one.
I have no idea. It's just very sparingly that we was doing something to keep, you know, to keep that ball going while Harold was on sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. Really can't say.
Hold on, maybe we get Brandon to call in, honey. Shit, what the fuck? Brandon, if you out there listening, honey, call in, honey. Honey, what the fuck? Hold on, we have a caller. This switchboard. 347-259, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
347-259, you're live on the air.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Not, Brandon is trying to call in, but I had to call him on three-way, so hold on.
Hey,
I want to welcome everybody to the recap show. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house, Ms. Rahi. That's the legendary father, Rodney Milan, is on the phone. Honey, Best of Legendary Award, East Coast Mother of the House, Ebony Cabbage. Ebony is on the line. And we have Kool-Aid Namishka Khan is on the line. And she's supposed to be calling Brandon. We get Brandon on three-way. We get Brandon's opinion, honey, on this situation. No.
What's
the Ronnie question? Is Clinton even legendary, Kelly? Rodney?
Say it again.
They want to know, is Clinton legendary?
They asking me is Clinton legendary, but on the other hand, and they say why I can't take Brandon? So they feel Brandon's legendary. They don't feel like Clinton is legendary.
They say, Kelly, ask Rodney, why is Clinton a legend? What did he do?
War balls.
There's your answer.
Hello?
Yes.
There you go.
Hello?
Hi, Brandon.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, Brandon? This is Rodney.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Hi, can somebody catch me up on the conversation, please? Hello?
Yes, you said someone text you about what?
No, I said, can somebody catch me up on this conversation?
Selvin, when you called him, you didn't fill him in on what's going on?
Hello?
Kool-Aid.
Selvin?
Kool-Aid, are you there?
You got mailed.
Oh, Lord.
What's up, everybody? What's good?
I'll do it. Hello, Brandon.
Oh, I have my phone, so I was trying to take it off. To be honest with you, I called him because it was getting too heavy, and I feel that he has his own mouth to speak, just like you have your own mouth to speak. And I didn't want to mess up no words. So say what you got to say. Now I'm going back on mute.
Okay. At the ball on Saturday, they had, the category was legendary realness. It said call out who you don't see and why. And besides your name, I mentioned five other people. And I guess henceforth the controversy.
Okay. So you don't see and my realness? What's up?
Oh, no, definitely not. I don't see. I mean, that's not the issue. The category was legendary realness instead of who you don't see for the legendary. I definitely have a problem with your realness, Brandon. So that if they construing it that way, then that's just the fags being mess. I didn't say nothing about your realness. I said the legendary. That's what I see.
Okay, so what is the status? I mean, what is the criteria for legendary?
But the criteria is they making it up as we go along. So, Brandon, I can't say, but I'm just going by what I feel in my heart. What Cabbage might think, what Kelly might think, what Tony and Audrey might think is legendary, it might not be what I think. For me walking the category, for me being under all the people that came before me, which was Roy, Mann, Melson, Dre, Bam, all of them, it was consecutively walking, winning, not always winning, but, you know, turning, making an impact from state to state across the country consistently. Not taking breaks, not doing what, but making a mark everywhere. I ain't going to say everywhere.
This is speaking for myself. My history, and I'm not going to embellish my history at all. You know what I'm saying? You know, I might not have always been at a ball in New York, or in the Midwest, but I have traveled, I have walked consistently since 98. And at a certain point, it became more important for me to be a father, but I never stopped walking my category. I have battled legends and savages. I've sent people over the years, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you're saying that I took a break, I never took a break. And I never called myself a legend. It was given to me by an icon, by a legend. I mean, they did it. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel a lot of people get it twisted when it comes to me. I'm one of the first fathers of the West Coast. L.A. has been there since 97. Not that far behind Atlanta. and I'm one of the first. When people were starting to come to L.A., they was coming to my functions. I mean, I'm trying to see where did I take a break. And, yeah, it was presented to me in a shady way. You know what I'm saying? My phone has been blowing up all day about it. I'm like, okay, so we're good. So Rodney got something against me. What's up?
Brandon, hold on, Brandon, hold on, because Rodney's on the, Rodney's on the road, so his,
okay.
His phone hung up, so hold on 1 minute, let me get him back on the phone, okay. Ron. Hold on. Hold on, let's dial with him now.
Hello.
You're back, Rodney.
Hello. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brandon. I lost my signal.
No, but like I was saying, I mean, the room presented to me in the most nicest way. So like I said, if it's personal, you know what I'm saying, and it's easy for me to think it's personal, you know what I'm saying, from things that I hear, you know, I don't fuck with everybody, but, you know, it's like, what's the biz, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I have been consistently in this ballroom since 98. You know what I'm saying? After a while, me being a father became more present than me walking. And definitely what I've done as a father is undeniable, no matter who don't want to admit to it.
Right, but if anybody thinks anything is personal,
I have walked in set legends, the rumors, every night. But because it's blaming people for some reason, I don't know, maybe because I'm quiet all the time or whatever, it just seems like people don't want to admit to when they've been sat by me or the fact that I'm here, period. You know what I'm saying? It ain't Clinton
right.
Running the House of Con here. It ain't Shannon running the House of Con here. It's Brandon. It's not Booty. When the House of Omni won 13 motherfucking years in 1 year, it wasn't Taz doing it. It was Brandon doing it.
Again, your leadership is not into question here. I have no problem with your. I never said I had a problem with your leadership. I said I never had a problem with anything.
But what I'm saying is, even when it's come to the category, I have battled and set legends. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, it might not have been at every ball because you're right. I'm a father first. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is with me. That's what's more important to me. But if you have to be entitled to your opinion. You know,
exactly. And that's all it was, my opinion. But I guess everybody is making my opinion the word.
Right, but the way it's been presented to me ain't been right.
That's because those are facts. That's unfair, trying to stir up the pot. And I guess if that's the way you're going to believe what they say, is me trying to be personal with you, then that's just them. They're just a dumb fan trying to make it into something that is not. I have no personal beef with you. I don't even know you. We accord you at balls, and we go about our business. You go to work, I go to work.
And that's my thing. It's like, okay, what would it with this? With the more than that, then what the fuck is the issue? Because we, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. So it was no, I'm just going by for me being at the balls and you being at the balls, and that's all that I have to go by. And a while back, you were up for discussion. I do know that. You were up to discussion with being legendary. Selvin herself came to Dre and asked Dre that could we do the same thing for you as we did to Rucker at the Icon Ball.
Okay.
Dre said, not yet. He wanted to talk to the guys, the other icons and legends, other categories, to see what they think before they did it to you. Selvin, you know, for whatever reason, went ahead and did it anyway.
I think he was going behind what Kevin Hammy did.
And I'm so glad that you brought that up. And see, and this is what kills me. Everybody be so quick to say Selvin, 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 but be forgetting the other parties. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't make nobody legend, but trust me what I tell you. When I make somebody legend, everybody knows I make somebody legend. Now, if somebody
makes... Let me tell you real quick, I wasn't a con. I want to make that clear as well.
I know that.
If somebody makes someone else legend and don't say nothing, then I go behind that person. Now, if you want to talk about Brandon, Brandon has been walking since 98 in L.A. His first ball ever walking in New York, and I can it because I was there because it was my ball. That was his first ball, 2000, and he won at my ball, and he's been winning. Hard.
Selvin, you talking to me as if I don't go to balls.
No, I'm not saying that you don't, but I'm just telling you, this is where it comes into, since you brought my name up, because like I said, I was staying mute. The only reason why I got off mute, because my name came up. But just like I said,
right, I don't
again,
have a problem with that.
And just like I said, I wasn't the one that made him legend. Kevin made him legend. And he wasn't even a con when he was legend. And I wasn't a con. I was where I was at, and he was where he was at. When he was deemed legend, nobody never said nothing. But after that, that's when I was calling him legend. I didn't call him legend like, oh, okay, he was legend. Once he was called legend and nobody said nothing, that's took it from there.
Let me just say something real quick. I'm not even pressed by it like that. The only reason why
you might not be, but somebody, their champ must be because it's starting a lot of controversy, a lot of mess, thinking that it's personal beef or something, which is not. And I want to put it on the record to you and Selvin and James or whoever else in the house of Khan think something is personal. I don't have no personal beef with nobody on the runway or nobody in your house or you. I like to see people on the runway make me know it, and that's all that matters. If my opinion is so big in the ballroom scene now, oh, well, I'll stop making my opinion, but it's not going to happen. So I'm going to do what I do, and that's walk balls.
Regardless of your opinion, I respect your opinion. I'm not tripping off of it. My thing is, like I said, I never even asked to be called legendary. I know what I've done. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I can say that I've helped build a whole entire city. You know what I'm saying? Because when nobody was doing balls on the West Coast, it was me and Ty. You know what I'm saying? When nobody was doing them.
Hello, am I still online?
I mean, I know what I've done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, from a whether it's a category or just help building this scene. You know what I'm saying? And when people are calling, like, people been calling me all day. I'm going from one job to the next, and people calling me about this. So I don't want it to be, oh, I'm coming on the radio and I'm just master clean about the situation. No, I'm not. It's not that, but
I am going to address it because everybody feels like I stay too quiet. There's a reason why I stay quiet.
Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me?
I hear you.
Yes, we hear
okay,
you.
For the record, when it comes down to the House of Khan, and I'm going to speak for my whole house, this don't have nothing to do with Selvin, just like this don't have nothing to do with James. And when they come into my house, I don't sugarcoat nothing for nobody in my house. My house, when it's time for me to have my house back, it's no problem. Just like when it's time for them to have my house back. This is the reason why my house don't get on the radio. This is the reason why this is my job, to do my house. Whatever's going on with you and Brandon, that's between you and Brandon. Well, at the end of the day, this is not about the House of Khan. This is about two people that walk the category. That's what this is about.
Hello? Kelly. Hello?
James, you on the line?
Hello?
You're live on the air.
What is going on up on this motherfucker phone? This is what I don't understand. First of all, who the fuck gonna do something if he is? What bitch out there gonna do something? Who the fuck gonna do something if he is a legend? Why the fuck is it a goddamn issue? Hello?
Hello? Where everybody at?
Well, Kelly, can you hear me?
I hear everybody. James is talking to y'all.
Hello?
Hello?
James is on the phone.
Hello?
Brandon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Cabot, you there?
Oh, that James didn't do that, Rodney. Hold on. Let me call Rodney. You know Rodney driving. Hold on. Let me get Rodney back on the phone. Hold on. Why y'all falling out?
I am falling out because I gagged like the whole phone line, James. Cabot, you didn't have to do that phone door, man.
Wait, hold on, Kool-Aid.
Hello.
Okay. He came through that phone.
It's on the phone line.
I'm back, Kelly.
Cabot, James, Kool-Aid, Brandon, Nicole, James, everybody's on the phone line.
Oh, wow. I missed a lot.
Okay, James is here, Brandon's there, Cabot's there, everybody's on the line.
Okay, I'm here.
What's going on, James?
Kool-Aid. Everybody's there, Kool-Aid. You wanted to say something?
Who, me?
Yeah, you was asking if everybody's there. Everybody's there.
Well, just like I said, and I'll say it again. The only reason I opened my mouth, like I said, and I'll say it again, when my kids was calling me, because just like I said, my kids already know not to get on this show because what James said, and this is my job. When it was getting to me, I called Brandon. Brandon asked what was going on, and my exact words to him was, I'm not going to tell you anything because I don't want to mix nothing up from this day on. That's why I said, well, if Rodney could back up what he said, and Rodney said what he said, and it is what it is. This does not have nothing to do with the House of Karn. This has something to do with thug realness at the end of the day. This don't even have nothing to do with James. This has something to do with, this is how you feel about him. What do the House of Karn got to do with it?
But because obviously I'm a leader in the scene, and obviously they're making my words to be the Bible. Every name that I used on the show, they've been calling the leaders of their houses to get them to, you know, dispute something or do whatever. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to that. I work hard for my opinion in the scene. That's why I'm able to judge balls and get my kids prepared properly for their categories as well as just not my category. I get them ready first before I hit the floor. So I think I do a wonderful job in the scene and good for the scene, whether good or bad. So I don't think everybody should have to be calling the overall founders and the parents and all this because of something Rodney said at a ball for a category that called for that. That was for a category at a ball. A category at the fucking ball.
Well, once again, I didn't call anybody. I didn't call the show.
I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you, Brent. I'm not even talking about you.
I definitely didn't call for no reinforcement because I could stand on my own.
Just like I said, when it comes down to it,
hello?
My kids, one thing I can say about my house, and I can't speak for nobody else's, no matter what we go through, everybody in this house look out for one another. So if they feel that their father is being stumped on, what are you expecting them to do, Rodney?
So I guess everybody who I name feel like I have a personal beef with them, I guess.
But this is not, we're not worrying about anybody else. They're worrying about their father. If they can't get on the line to defend him, of course they're going to call me or James or any leader because that's what they're supposed to do because they know better not to get on the line because they could have got on the line and defended him. But like James said, no one is just on this line and do anything. If you're not a leader, you can't get on this line. So when they gave what they gave, like I said, I don't know what it was given. But that's the reason why I called Brandon. I'm the one that called Brandon and said, look, I don't know what's going on, but I know Rodney can back up what he said. That's why when you said, well, Selvin, why you didn't tell him, I couldn't tell him because I didn't know what you said word for word, and I didn't want to put words in your mouth. And that's why I said, well, hey, here you go, I'm on mute. The only reason why I got off mute was when Selvin heard his name. And then after I cleared it, I got back on mute. And I got off mute because, like I said, this don't have nothing to do with the House of Khan. Me, James, or whatever. But at the same time, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why you said what you said, how you feel. No one is stopping you from saying how you feel because that's how I feel. I say things how I feel, and if to a person, if they like it or not, it's still not going to change what I say. I'm still going
to
feel
but you
the way
say,
how I feel.
You say it has nothing to do with the House of Khan, it has nothing to do with this, but if the Khan felt like it was disrespect, and at the end of the day, everybody always turned anything that one individual said about something else into a this house against this house, and you know it has happened the last 10 years in the ballroom scene.
But the
you know that.
Is, like
but
I
you
said,
can say you
is,
can say what you want to say, but I'm going by the facts that happened at ball.
But like I said, and I say it again, when my kids called me on why Rodney feels that Brandon is not a legend. No one added extra, and just like I said, and I'll say it again, I don't know what was said. That's the reason why me as the leader, as this is my job, I'm a person that I solve problems. I don't make them. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why I didn't tell Brandon anything. Only thing I told Brandon was, look, I don't know what's going on, but you need to get on the line. I know the topic is about you not being a legend. And I said, Rodney could defend himself. And that's it. That's why when you said, well, why you didn't tell him, I told you clear as day. I told you what it was. And then that's when I said to you, I'm putting it on, now I'm on mute. Because usually I'll stay on the line and go in. But I can't go in on something that I don't know fully about.
Well, Brandon, I'm only Rodney. Not even House affiliated.
Yeah,
I'm
Rodney,
only Rodney.
Yeah, listen,
and
listen, Rodney.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm not somebody that, I'm not no dummy, you know what I'm saying, by far. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all grown men. You know what I'm saying? This is extracurricular and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, it's been, the way things have been presented to me, I was going to address it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't come at you
as
no type of way to right. truth at all. You know, I'm coming
you,
to you as a man.
Let me ask you a question.
As a man that I
in,
am.
In your heart, do you feel that I have a personal grief or personal grudge against you for some reason? Be honest.
Honestly, I have thought that.
And why?
And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you exactly why. At Bay Ball in North Carolina, you tried me for sneaker versus sneaker, but then I looked at everything you gave Tiz to. And my shit was fresh out of the box, $1,700 straight from Asia. I had to buy a magazine. I should have presented that as well, but it didn't matter. The show, this shit didn't even come out. And I looked at the tacky shoe that had glue sticking all over it, that had purple rhinestones glued to it. And I was like, okay, what the fuck was that about? And everybody else threw their cans up. So when I looked at something like that, I was like, okay, I can take it. This is legitimate. Or if I feel it's legitimate, or somebody comes to me and say, maybe it wasn't on point. But it was completely, the shoe was completely on point. So from that moment, I feel like, okay, what was that about?
Okay, so because you got chopped for sneaker by me, you felt like it was personal shade.
No. It wasn't because it was done by you. It was when I looked at everything you gave Tiz to. You know what I'm saying? If it was somebody else that did it, I would have questioned it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a lame brain. I don't think sit up and defend people that's out to get me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even on that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what I looked at, which y'all let through, including you and everybody else. You know, from the feedback that I got, it's about the product I produced. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it made me wonder, well, what was that about? I said it made me wonder. I didn't dwell on it.
But no, Brandon, it's never been.
I see you, right.
It's definitely no personal beef. My thing is runway. It's not no personal. I don't hold no grudge, no personal anything to you. I hope you definitely understand that. It's definitely not at all. But with the rate that because everybody's someone's girlfriend. And like I told Selvin, when we had this conversation of just not you, about Mina as well. Selvin, Mina was walking balls for like 4 years. New York maybe once or twice at that time, and me and Selma had a long debate about this at the hotel after the ball. I don't have no problem with not holding my tongue, and Selma, you know, so we really went through it, and she was giving me her pros and cons, and I was giving her mine, and we just dealt with it. I do this about anybody that I feel, because I'm an outspoken person, so I don't have a problem with saying what's on my mind, but at the end of the day, it's still, let's be on the runway, and let's still do it, and it's not a house issue, it's just one person to another about a category that we walk.
What? Well, let me. But I'm gonna say this to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just keeping it 100 on this phone. Okay. Like you brought up, like, when I ain't gonna go that route with it. But I'm gonna say it like this. it was Selvin for a while. He came to me and asked me, because he, you know, he's been around me, knowing what I've done, and he, you know, clarifying certain things. He was like, I talked to certain people. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I think it's that time or whatever. This is what he said. I know people that go to people asking for status. That's not me.
Right.
To me.
We know.
Okay.
Right, we know.
And from Taz to Kevin and certain people were saying, you know, this person is legendary. I feel Brandon should be legendary. Now, there was people that were saying they were going to do it. But they wanted me to come to their house. And all of a sudden, it doesn't happen. You see what I'm saying? Shit like that going on. So, like, this is bullshit that goes on. Political bullshit.
Right.
I don't fuck with everybody. I stay with myself. I mean, at the end of the day, it seems like people that's up in everybody's face, that's political with everybody, that's hanging out, that's doing this and doing that, are noticed. You know what I'm saying? But somebody like me that has done a lot, just not just with my house or whatever house I was in, is overlooked and people got shit to say. You know what I'm saying? And it gets irritating when you're trying to be an example for numerous ones of your kids and tell them, pay the shade, pay this and pay that, and try to be an example. You know what I'm saying? So me speaking up right now, like, I don't even like doing none of this. You know what I'm saying, at the end of the day.
Right.
But I'm going to speak up. I'm going to defend myself. And if it's personal or whatever it is, I'm going to address it. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like time. I feel like, you know what? Now niggas going to start talking and people going to get tired of my mouth. Because everybody else can say what they want to say. At the end of the day, everybody says what the fuck they want to say. So I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I'm going to have my opinion. And, you know, don't nobody going to like that either. Because everybody's entitled.
You're entitled to it, exactly. That's what I said to everybody at the ball and on the phone and all the text messages and stuff I received from other individuals who felt like I had a personal beef with them. And I was like, wow, okay.
It's all good. Yo, I
got to
get ready for work, y'all, so everybody have a good night.
Okay, Brandon, thank you for calling in. Well, and since we got Mother East Coast, since we got all three of the East Coast mothers on the phone and the other East Coast mother is low riding, honey, I want to know what does she think about her girlfriend Charisma being child for performance. Mother East Coast card.
I was just sitting here. Good night, Brandon. I'm so happy. I was waiting for that because we was not about to make this a con show, Miss Seekers. I was getting here. I was going through that. Okay, let's move on. So y'all was talking about Charisma being chopped. I had a lot to say about it until I was told that it was concealed. I think a lot of shade is being thrown to Charisma.
Hello?
Hello?
Nicole?
Cool. That was my phone. That was my phone again.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Where's Nicole?
Yeah, we got you. We got you, Sal.
Could I ask you a thing about that, though? Wasn't everybody was concealed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the performance category, everybody had to be concealed.
Okay, and this is another thing. Okay, I got that part clear. What, now, Rodney, I wasn't there, and I wish I was. But was it really given that everybody got shocked and when they revealed themselves, they got bummed back because of...
No. It started in the challengers, which was before any legends or $1,000 winners or anybody else came out. It was so many. What I was told, because I asked Neiman myself, you know, again, I wanted to know from the horse's mouth. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I asked Neiman, why did you bring, I said it was like, I'm exaggerating when I say 100 people, but just say 30 to 40 people walking the challengers category. Mm-hmm. So I said, Neiman, why did you bring all those chops back? Because that would have took the category down to half.
Mm-hmm.
So he said to me, the reason he did it, because he didn't think that the people really got a fair chance, because the judges were arguing amongst themselves when they were judging, and he didn't know if it was starting to get personal or anything of that nature. So he brought all the challengers back and told them to just battle, so there would be one chop challenger left to battle against the challengers that got 10s. So he did it for one category, one part of the category. You had to do it for the rest.
Okay,
that's
now
what he
I'm
going
to be hold on, Kelly. I'm going to be honest with you. How could it be a personal thing if everybody's concealed?
But some of the people, you knew who they were. Like I said, Kevin Prodigy was slipping a little bit, calling. He was calling names, you know, every so often, and, you know, stuff like that. So
I really don't know what's going on, but I know one thing. If someone was ever on the panel, and it could have been my own, if I chop, it stays a chop. If you conceal.
Right, and I said that too.
If you are concealed and I don't know who you are, and you think because you're going to reveal yourself and you're going to get pot holes to read you, it's no shade, and I'm just saying a name, so nobody don't take it personal. It could have been Sanaya coming down that runway. It could have been Ashley coming down that runway. It could have been Deja coming down that runway. It could have been Charles Kahn coming down that runway. If you are concealed and you're not bringing it, and I chop you, it is a chop. And this is the problem with these people. Because let me answer you, because what I heard, and like I said, I wasn't there, but I'm only talking about what I heard, and I hope it wasn't true. I really heard that people were concealed, and when they got chopped and they revealed themselves, they were like, oh, no, come back.
That wasn't the case. That wasn't the case.
Oh, okay. Because I was like.
They started with the challenges, and, you know, the challenges are like the new people, so nobody knew who they were. But once he brought the challenges back, you have to do the same thing for everybody else.
Oh, okay. That's where the easy scapegoat.
Yeah.
Nicole, you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Wow. I guess once you say the whole concealing thing, it alleviates a lot of what was personal, basically, for me. So you can't say that this was personal. But I'm agreeing with Selvin. If I didn't know what you were doing when you took off your mask, I don't know what you're doing when you had it on. It's a chop. That's the bottom line. If you didn't know, then it's a chop. But a lot of people were getting chopped and they brought back. So can I ask a question, Rodney? Did they bring back everybody that got chopped?
They brought, if it was, this is how it happened. But the challenges were first. Like I said, it was on the unknown, you know, the few years walking people. It was like maybe 15 of those that got chopped. He brought back all of them so they could battle amongst each other. All this. So it was like a redemption type of thing, pretty much. So he brought back all of them, let them battle each other.
So when Charisma got chopped, was that a part of the performance? Was it an open to all performance?
Yes. She walked with the legends. So the challengers walked first, and they all battled each other until it got out to one challenger. Then the other year people walked against each other, got down to one. And then the $1,000 winners walked against each other until it got down to one. And then the legends came out, and they all got down to one. But what happened was, he did say this, if it was not, because it happened before Charisma walked, if there was not more than one person to get chopped, then the chop stays because you have nobody to battle. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like for the other years, it was only one person got chopped, so he had nobody to battle to do a redemption to bring back, so he had to stay chopped.
Yeah.
And with the legends, Charisma was the only one, so she had to stay chopped because she had no one to battle.
All right. I'll do that. I'll take that.
But was it all one winner? What was it?
It was only one winner. One winner.
So, okay, so how did they have nobody to bet? Oh, okay.
No, no, like, okay, just say.
What's the name? I have to give my birthday shout out to Katrina Icar. Happy birthday, sister. And my daughter, Angie Card. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. God bless you on your day.
You ready, Shelby?
Yeah.
Okay. They had all the challengers, you know, all 50 of them, and it came down to only one person. So that one person won for the challengers. So they moved into the $1,000 round, which is the grand prize round. Then you had all the other years, they battled amongst each other until there was only one left, and then that one person stayed. And then they did the $1,000 ones, so there was only one left, and that person stayed. And then the legends battled amongst each other, so there was only one legend left, and then they stayed. And then out of those four people from each group, they battled each other to become the winner.
Well, congratulations.
So the legendary category was split up into female figures and bridge queens?
No. Everybody came out for their tens. Everybody in each group, it was female figures and challengers. It was female figures in $1,000. It was female figures in other years. It was female figures in legendary.
So basically what the call was trying to get to was why didn't he bring Charisma back because Broadway
right,
is a legend.
Said, wait, because you said that she's the only one that walked, so there's no one to bring her back. So...
She was the only one that did not get chins. Berlin walked, the same one Charisma walked. Berlin got chins. Raven walked, legendary performance as well. Raven got chins. Charisma walked, she got chopped. No one else walked, legendary performance, but those three, so you had nobody to bring her back to battle.
Oh, y'all understand?
Now?
It was the two legends that got chopped, so she could battle off a chop.
Correct.
Or the other person that got their fit. So if it was...
Yeah, all the other legends got their tens. It wasn't another legend that got chopped for her to battle the other legend to go to the battle zone.
Correct. And that's how it worked from the beginning, before she came out. That started from the beginning. Neiman, he said because the judges were funny, him. He's going to do it like this. He's going to... Right.
I understand that.
You know what?
Did he say this after Charisma Walk or before Charisma Walk?
No, he said it during the challengers. Charisma wasn't even on the floor yet. It was still the 50 other people that was walking.
Was they all during Charisma Walk?
Everything. I just hope
say it again.
That.
I like that.
Hold on, Nicole. Was they all during Charisma Walk?
They finished all the challengers. They finished all the challengers. So it wasn't nobody left but one person, the winner. You can only battle within your own group. Charisma couldn't go and battle a chop from the challengers. She had to battle a legend. Legends battle legends. Thousand years. Huh?
Oh, no, I understand. No, I got you clear now.
Congratulations,
Charisma, for at least pumping down there, letting the girls know. And I hope you get my favorite dip. And congratulations to Berman Leavers.
You couldn't do a dip. You heard me, Sylvan?
Uh-huh. Oh, she didn't.
It was no spins or dips for your tens.
No spins, no dips for your tens. And my girlfriend, my niece got chopped.
Hello.
Yes,
sir. Hello. That's what I'm really. Oh, you took the word out my mouth.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Rodney, I gotta get this tape. I gotta look at it on DVD or something. Cause tomorrow, oh my gosh.
I just want to praise to God that it was not Charisma or Charisma. That is my
Charisma.
Sister.
Wait. Charisma, I know Miss Charisma.
That's
I know Charisma just in 1987. Sonya Taylor.
Hold on, y'all. We got a caller.
Get him on the phone.
773-530. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm bothered.
Hi, how are you guys? It's Diana.
Hey,
you was on the piano chopping the girls?
No, that was not. I was the one that did chop Charisma.
I was the one that stopped her. And I didn't understand it. She wasn't doing anything.
Hey, hold on. Hold on, y'all.
If somebody would have walked down the runway doing that, I would have chopped somebody's
foot. It's no shade. Kayana, that is the classic 1989 Sanaya
this is the thing right here, Salvin. If you guys wasn't there to see what she was doing, you wouldn't you wouldn't have gave her chance either. I didn't understand.
Hold on, y'all.
Hold on, Tayana.
We have the icon. It's on the phone line. Hold on one moment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the icon himself.
But definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, good evening.
Hello? The bottom line is, baby, people been getting chopped since 1920.
Oh,
let it go.
Yeah.
Deserved or not deserved, it's one chop. It don't hurt her. It don't hurt nobody else. That's the problem now. We sitting here sitting on this one chop. Baby, we all got chopped from icons to legends to statements and stars. Let it go. She'll be at another ball, and she will eat it, and that will be the end of that.
Wait, who are you referring to, sweetheart? Who are you referring to, sweetheart?
Whoever got chopped.
So that's the way you want to make your grand entrance? What about hello?
Yes.
How are you doing? Hi, this. First of all.
Hello, $1,000.
I won $1,000 in 1920, Miss Thing. Count all of them together by now.
Girl, look. We were just trying to figure out what was going on. Like I said,
ballroom is shade, period, regardless if it's good shade, bad shade, or whatever. Whatever comes with it, I've learned how to deal with it. Want everybody else, and we have a happy fucking day.
Oh, Charles, you just won your $1,000, and you just happy.
If I would have lost, I wouldn't. You don't see me. Did I ever read anybody if I lose a category, bitch? I don't sit here and carry. And if I do, I carry home. I don't carry to others. I don't read nobody.
It doesn't mean that
the bottom line is you win or you lose.
Andre, we're not arguing about it. We're not even debating. We were just, like, trying to figure out what was
going on. No, that was a big debate, bitch. Did she deserve it or not? Even if she did or didn't, it's over.
No, the real debate really was about the children. I'm going to tell you what I was debating about because I can't speak for nobody else. I was debating about because, just like I said, just like I told Rodney, I was not there. But I'm only going by what I heard. And what I heard was that people had got chopped, and when they revealed themselves, they got brought back because of who they was. That's what I said. When I found out,
the same thing Jack do. When everybody get chopped, all the choppers come back, and you keep one. Let them battle.
Exactly.
That's
why I said it was the redemption.
That's all it was, a redemption.
Look, Jack, I was just asking a question. That's all.
Y'all take this and y'all run with it, and that's why the ballroom is like it is. Charisma, we know that Lady Vogue. Everybody can get what they want. When I'm stepping the ballroom, I promise y'all, I say, I don't know if this is going to be a good day or a bad day, but I'm in this field to do what I got to do. Whatever comes with it, Andre, deal with it, and I'll have a good day afterwards. Other than that, if you don't take it like that, you will gag.
But nobody's making a big thing out of it.
That's the same with KJ and Chop, all three of them people that got statements for their category, truthfully.
Tayana, what you had to say about chopping her?
That's the part that she should have came in and interrupted. Because the judges didn't come and give their personal, unbiased a feeling in such a aggressive way about the way they feel if they got Tayana to tell me anything about what she may have thought about Charisma.
The girls always want to know why somebody got chopped.
I'm standing up and walking through this house, dead white.
Tayana, March 5th, girl, March 5th.
I want to know why y'all not gonna sit here and antagonize my sister this day, because I'm bringing my sister at least $2,000. I'm coming 50 deep, so I'm bringing my sister at least $2,000. So y'all girls not gonna sit here till my sister March 5th my ass. Tell me why, you top top. I want to know why.
Well, be careful, because my
promote your boy, Tyana.
What was a nice highlight, Rodney? What was up that was sickening there at the board?
I like the Ray Ray
Andre battle. That was
Ray
nice.
Ray Ray Andre battle?
Yep.
Did
Ray Ray make you dance for your money?
No, I made her dance that night.
Oh.
But that's my daughter. I love her dearly, and we can do that. We can battle and still love each other, because if she would have won, I wouldn't have been mad, as well as I would have won, she wouldn't have been mad. So we discussed that, and then we still give each other cash afterwards.
I love to see the two
battles. That's how it's supposed to be, Audrey. That's how it's supposed to be, but I'm sorry. I'm going for of the year.
You said you what?
You got to go.
Yeah,
we're going to split that cash.
Hold on, because now since we have Andre on the phone, I was having a discussion, Andre, and, you know, they have Mother and Father of the Year and at the awards board, and I think now, since we have so many overall East Coast mothers and fathers, I think y'all need to add a separate category for overall East Coast Mother and Father of the Year.
I'll talk it up with my publicist and get back to you.
They don't only have Mother and Father of the Year, daughter. Throw that overseer in there too. Thank you.
I will talk it with my publicist and get back to you.
And a shout out to Shannon Gonchon, darling. I know the Gonchons are listening. From Florida, Shannon, we are the first.
I want a piece in the Colin Cabbage.
Oh.
I think I'm about to come out far away.
You better come out for something.
Oh. Okay.
I'm coming out. I want a piece of
that.
I want a piece of the
East
Coast mother.
Well, before you can get that East Coast mother, I have a long list of years of never getting her. So let me go first.
That's a setup, Miss Cabbage. Y'all got to do that East Coast thing next year. Miss Cabbage and Miss Nicole just became, Miss Cabbage, you can't do that. Don't try that, girl.
Let me drop a little bug on ballroom on the radio right now. All you Owe children, get ready, because $5,000 Owe is coming through a theater near you really soon. So all you Owe children, look out for it. It's coming your way.
Well, everybody, I hope y'all have fun with that. The server's not getting involved, so feel free.
Why are you not getting involved in 5,000, girl?
Because like I said, and I say it again.
You're scared?
It don't got nothing to do with me being scared. I'm going to be honest with you. It don't have nothing to do with me being scared. It just has something to do with me ain't going to have no more girlfriends.
If they're not your girlfriends, they wasn't your girlfriends anyway.
Don't beat everybody up, pull your hair, drag you down the runway, stomp you out.
If you really want to get into a girl, if you really want to get into it, I really have not been locking nobody, because if that's the case, Nicole, I would have locked you.
Wait a minute.
I got old, because if you saw the tape, I eliminated her whole team. She was supposed to have
but
great
you didn't eliminate.
Well, let's just wait for the 5,000 and see what happens.
Well,
bitch, y'all girls better get ready. Y'all girls better get ready, honey. And I'm gonna also tell, and I'm also gonna drop this bug also, okay? And also that same night, it's gonna be $5,000 big girl face that same night.
Now I'm walking that.
I'm walking that too.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
I'm okay.
Because I don't know nobody.
Brother said I'm walking that too.
You gotta go. Because I don't know nobody.
$5,000
fake. $2,000.
Hey.
Why not?
When are they gonna bring Runway back as a house?
I'm coming back as Bozo the Clown. Bitch. Fuck that.
What happened to that? Runway as a house. They know what's going on with that.
These girls can't get together as a house no more.
Oh, that used to be so bad back in the day. Runway as a house. Oh my God. if you could see Runway as a house, it would be over.
I'm gagging that nobody don't want to play my trivia game, honey. So, you know, I guess I'm going to have to. I got to somebody have to find me three guests to get my.
What's
my
trivia game?
You can't play my trivia game. You, everybody on the phone line is too old to play my trivia game.
Oh, how dare
y'all
you?
Don't want the answers.
Okay, you got nerves to fill my
trivia. Y'all too old to play my trivia game. Y'all going to know the answers, Miss Thing. I didn't want to just give my invitations to, you know, any one of my girlfriends, Miss Thing. I wanted to give my invitation to other people, you know, so they could come out and, you know, play with the Mizrahi, Miss Thing, but nobody don't want to, you know, play my trivia game.
What happened to the girls that I earned it, Miss Thing?
Honey. Hold on, we have another caller. 267-463. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
yes,
Kelly,
you're live
play,
on the air on the recap show, baby.
Yeah, Kelly, I'm going to play your trivia game.
Oh.
Okay, you
want
to play my trivia game? Okay.
Yes,
Cabbage, give him that question. Give him that question from last week, Cabbage.
What house was Deja in? What was Deja, Mother LaPerla's first house?
Oh, I know.
Me too, I know.
I know too.
Let's try not answering it.
Let him answer it.
I'm going to just take a wild guess. Was it St. Clair?
Hold on.
Let's find out.
That's not the answer.
That answer is
wrong. Wait, can I ask something, Gabbage? Is the question directing to the transformation or just Deja from the beginning to the end?
Exactly.
Like,
Deja is all one person.
Okay. All right, so it would take a real hard. I don't think any, but that's a real hard question to give to somebody in 2000. That's a real hard question.
Hold on, we got another caller. The girls are pressing one now, honey. Hold on. We got another caller. Next caller is 718-913. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
What's going on? I think I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give me
no,
you
Ask another question.
No, let somebody answer that question. Then we're going to go to the next question, and the next question until my three invitations is gone.
Revlon. Revlon is wrong?
That answer is...
No!
We got somebody else got one more try before you go to the next question. Somebody else, please press one. Get it right. It's simple.
Deja, come on, strong and do it.
Baby, yes. Hold on. I have another caller, and my next caller is 917-693. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes, what's going on, baby?
I think I have the answer.
Okay.
What's the answer?
Oh, God. Ms. Rahi.
Mm-mm.
Hold on, let me tell you.
That answer is...
Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let's do it like this. So now, since three people have tried, I'm going to give y'all a hint.
No.
So maybe this will incite them to get it.
Hold on, Cabbage. We got one more caller. Let's take this next caller, and then we're going to change the question. 347-577, you're live on the air. Do you know the answer?
Yeah, Chanel.
Damn!
All
I
right.
That answer is true.
Yeah!
They never felt like they knew the answer. The 577.
And who is this I'm speaking with?
Y'all play too much. Good night.
Ah! Oh, wow.
I know exactly who that was.
Why you answer that damn question? You already got an invitation already. I know who that was.
And yes, he
that was Caesar.
I knew it was. Answer the question. You already got an invitation already.
Caesar, I'm calling.
Okay, Cabbage, give me a number. Give me another question because we got a lot of people pressing one now.
Caesar, I'm calling the Laura.
Oh, my God, another question. What was Monica, now 007's original house, and what was her category?
Ooh. Come on, Cabbage.
Kelly.
267-463, you're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, was it Karan and did she walk runway?
No, it was not.
No.
Thank
you, Karan.
This is
a
first house.
The next caller
let the,
is...
Let the machine say no, honey.
718-913. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller I have is 347-426. You're live on the air.
I got to get the answer.
Go ahead.
I know who this is.
It was Moochie Bazaar, and as I recall, it was Between Drags Runway.
That's what it was. No, she
okay,
was
who is this?
This
is my girlfriend, Keisha.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, Keisha, you going to be out tomorrow and vote Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay, I'll bring your invitation tomorrow and vote Tuesday, Keisha.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you more.
Okay, Cabbage, give me one more question.
Miss Keisha's an old girl.
Oh, yeah,
no,
give
no,
me
no,
one
no.
more
Ms.
question.
Miss Keisha ain't new. She an old girl. Oh, you're sorry. Y'all tried that. Y'all said no new. Y'all said only new girls. Miss Keisha ain't new.
Okay, well, I owe you.
Okay,
okay,
we need another question.
Listen, Miss Keisha is an old girl.
I got a question. I got a question, and maybe a lot of these girls don't know, but, honey, maybe we can do our history, honey. Who was the original mother of the House of Mizrahi?
Oh, can I answer?
Yes. Let's take it back, honey. Let's take it back.
Oh, wait,
who was Andre's first wife?
Are we taking this for callers or people on the phone on this line right
no,
now?
No, we're taking this for callers, girl.
Now,
you already got invitations.
Stop,
you already got an invitation.
Now that's a question you should have gave to an old girl, and that other question should have been for the new girls. And y'all had Miss Keisha old ass on that line. Miss Y'all talking, but Miss Keisha.
Honey, yes, honey. Hold on, we have a caller. 347-33. Oh, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah, what's good? This is Joseph Ebony.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Joseph.
Joseph said the
what's
answer.
What's
up? I know
what's
going
on.
Is this old Joseph or young Joseph?
Old Joseph.
Oh, no, you can't answer the question, Joseph.
Yes, you can't answer. Ain't no new girl going to get that.
Okay, Joseph. I see you at the party, Joseph. I give you a little picture, but I see you.
Somebody
Kelly, can I answer?
Go ahead.
Somebody spilled it already.
Is it Heidi?
Joseph
did. He already said he spilled it. He already said Heidi Mizrahi.
I wasn't even listening.
All right, give the next question. Give the next question. That was not that
I got one more invitation left, Joseph. I'll see you with your invitation when I see you out, Joseph, on Sunday. You coming to the ball on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you an invitation on Sunday when I see you at the ball.
Okay.
Okay, give me one more question, Cabbage. I got one more invitation left.
Can I do an old school girl?
Okay, go ahead, Kula. Give me a question.
Who was the first Butch Queen thing? In the ballroom scene.
Face what?
Oh.
Who was the first Butch Queen face in the ballroom?
I know. Hold on, we got a caller. 718-525, you're live on the air.
Erskine.
Oh, that's somebody old.
Yeah. That's James.
Who is this?
No, it's not James.
Who is this?
This is Derek. I don't know no Derek Ebony.
This is Derek Icon.
Oh, this is Derek Icon.
Correct.
I said that my time.
Derek, you can't get that. Because hey, that's your family. And you
this
know
not
that
your
that's
business.
But
Derek, are you coming to the ball? You coming to the ball on Sunday, Derek?
Yeah, I get my invitation too, right?
Yes, you do, sir.
Yes, I'll give it to you on Sunday.
You can give it to him tomorrow because the Con Christmas party is tomorrow from 8 to 10, be rolling into Vogue night. So he will be there, so you should give it to him tomorrow.
Okay, so I'll give it to him tomorrow. Okay, you know what, Nicole? I'm going to be nice. You know I'm going to be nice, honey. Nicole, give me a question. I got another one.
Who was the first big boy performer of the year?
Hold on, we got a caller. 267-463, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Was it Malachi?
I think the first. Big boy performance of the year, first ever.
And what year?
We have another caller. 718-913. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm back, Kelly. I'm back. I got this one. That's Dennis Revlon.
Yeah.
I got that.
Okay, who's this?
This Lance. What up?
Are you coming out? When am I going to see you, Lance?
We're going to be out tomorrow, me and Diego.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Who is it then?
Oh, it must.
Man, don't do that.
Ooh.
See?
It was me at
Andre and Jack's first awards ball in 1992. I was a Pendarvis.
Oh.
I was the first. I am the bloodline.
I love you. You are. Kelly, I'm still coming.
Well, you don't get that invitation.
Yeah, man, I'm still going to give you one.
You don't get that invitation. Nope, we got to get the question right. There is no fair love and fair in basketball. Sorry. Next caller, we got to give him to Andre.
Andre, the house of Muglia, the name is Miyak Muglia. Everyone pretty much knows that David is the Muglia. Who is the Miyaki?
Okay, hold on.
So we got a caller. 26763, you're live on the air.
I'm going to say, if you say David is Simiaki, then the Mugler is the guy from Florida. I can't think of his name.
No, I said David. David is the Mugler.
Yeah.
Who is Simiaki?
Like, you see, so what do you mean by that? Like, what's your comparison that you're trying to make?
It's two houses combined. So who, if David was Mugler, then who was the founder for the Miyake? Like, who was the name?
Yeah, I'm trying to say the guy name, I think it's Noel or Noel or... Graham.
Nope.
No.
Mm. I think that's
Anybody else?
Which is in the code?
That's a very hard question, Rob.
I would have ate it up so fiercely.
Yeah, because you're 1962.
I know something that nobody knows. Only probably Rodney and Kevin.
Well, you know what? I'm really feeling the Christmas spirit. So you know what? We're going to play this game tomorrow night. And everybody that's on the phone line, I'm going to still give those three people that got the answers right. I'm going to give them their invitation tomorrow. And then I'm going to feel in the Christmas spirit so good, I'm going to do five more questions tomorrow. So, Nicole, you and Kool-Aid and Rodney and everybody call in tomorrow night for Cabbage Show. And we're going to do it tomorrow night on Cabbage Show, too. Because I'm feeling the Christmas spirit, honey. And I want everybody to come out there. For the Mizrahi Christmas party next Monday at Esquilita's from 9 until 3 o'clock in the morning. It's open bar and open buffet all night long. And the only thing y'all girls that win the invitation has to do is bring a toy, unwrapped toys for Tots. That's it. So we're going to continue to play this game tomorrow. We got 19 seconds and we got to get up out of here. So, like I tell y'all, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, whatever bathroom, whatever state, or whatever alley where you go into and you pick up somebody, please make sure you practice safe sex and definitely do wrap it up. The life you save will be your own. And I'll see y'all all back here tomorrow where we're going to continue the game. And I'm definitely going to give out five more invitations on top of the three that I gave out tonight. See y'all tomorrow night. Goodbye.
Nicole.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ. Yeah.